Would now be a good time for a prayer request?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just rambling.
We want to pray for Bill Ford's grandmother, Catherine. She was diagnosed to be in the end stages of dementia. And I have a dear childhood friend that was diagnosed with cancer yesterday. We don't know any of the specifics yet, but she has a good supportive group of us friends, and I'd like for prayer for us as well. Okay. As her.
Well, Lord, again, we've got two devastating situations here, Lord, with this dementia. And Lord, we just lift up Catherine, Father, and you know her situation. Lord, your word says, and we just stand on your word, and it says by Jesus' stripes. And Isaiah, your word says by Jesus' stripes we are healed. So we claim that healing, Lord, and we don't just say this to be saying it, Lord. We believe you have the ability without even thinking about it. You just say she's healed and she's healed. So, Lord, we just claim that healing for Catherine in Jesus' name. And we'll ask you, Lord, to be with the family, Father. And let this be a testimony to your mercy and your grace and that you're still in the miracle-working business. Lord, I lift up Tina's childhood friend that's diagnosed with cancer. And again, Lord, we just know that there's no cancer in heaven. So, Glenn, we stand on your word that says she is healed in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just pray that Tina's group of supporters around this lady, Lord, that they would be very positive and would lift her up in prayer. Lord, I really believe there's prayer bowls in heaven, Lord, and you've showed me this. And when those prayer bowls are full to overflowing, then your will be manifested and healing will take place. So, Lord, I just lift her up to you and just declare and decree that she is totally and completely healed. No cancer. Cancer is gone in the name and the power of our risen Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7, have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Les German. His title for this morning, Are You a Disciple? Back to you, sir.
Okay. You know, the Pharisees told Jesus, well, we're disciples of Moses. See, they, of course, they didn't accept Jesus. But I find that kind of, I mean, that's all they knew. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But they were closed-minded. So I want to encourage everybody to be open-minded. I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, I want to live in your supernatural world. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm out there. I am out there. I said, no, he said, the world thought Jesus was weird. What do you mean, Lord? No, yeah. He said, Jesus healed a blind man by scooping up dirt and spitting in the, making mud. He said, now to the world, that was strange. I said, okay, Lord, I don't care. I want to live in your supernatural world. And I won't go into long detail, but he's had me do some things that were pretty, I thought was kind of strange. But in my obedience, lives were changed. Okay? I will be a fool for my Lord. The world will call me a fool. I'm going to tell you right now, if I knew the Lord said right now, Les, I want you to do somersaults on the floor right here in front of Monica and Tina. Now, I might question. I said, Lord, are you sure? And if he said, yeah, I'm sure, I'll use it. I'll use it. And he would. I don't know how. I have no idea. But I have come to the realization that if I can be an obedient servant, okay, then he's going to use me to transform and change others otherwise. He's a networker in that area, okay? But let me say this. If it's something really strange, I mean, yeah, it's okay to ask the Lord two or three times. I mean, I need confirmation too, Lord. Send 14 people to tell me. No, I'm kidding. But we just, so don't do it in the flesh is what I'm saying. You have a thought, inquire of the Lord. I want to do it right for him. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get out there on a limb and the enemy saws a limb off. Because I was not obedient. I was not inquiring. I was not seeking the Lord's instructions, okay, or his timing. We can get out of time, too, okay? In the military, it's called preparatory command. Let me just throw this out. I may have already mentioned this one time before when I was on here, but it's called preparatory command. So you've got a drill sergeant marching his platoon, right? And he'll say, platoon! Left, face. Now, when do they turn? It turned on the word face. Platoon. All right, get your ears open. There's a command coming. Left tells them they're going to turn left. Face. If a guy turned on the word left, it would have been chaos. The guys would have been running into each other. They had to stay in. They had to obey the command to the letter. Does that make sense? So, Lord tells me, Les, I want you to go to Tulsa, 321 Elm Street, whatever. I want you to pray around that house, cast out the demon. That's a drug house, whatever. So, man, I jump in the car, and I'm heading to Tulsa. Today, right now, I leave. I'm heading to Tulsa. Well, the Lord told me, go to Tulsa. Gave me the address, so I'm heading that way. And on the way, I have a heart attack or I have an accident. Or if the enemy can't get me, then he'll get one of my kids or my grandkids. Why? Because he knows I'm on assignment. I think he does. Here's the problem. What I did by bailing off real quick. Now, if the Lord told me to go now, then yeah. But a lot of times, people, listen to me. A lot of times, if I just stopped right now, if I walked out right now and headed to Tulsa, to that address, because Lord told me to do that, what basically what I do, I turned on left. I didn't turn on face. Does that make sense? So when God tells me to do something, I start inquiring of the Lord. I start praying. I need to back off for a second. Lord, when do you want me to do it? Because he wants me to prepare myself in prayer. There might be some logistics involved. I don't know what that means. Does he want me to take my shofar up there and blow it? I mean, there's stuff I might need to be doing. And it gives him time to finish the work up there. He's preparing that place and me. It might be that person and me. Does that make sense? He's got to prepare the heart of this person, if that's a person I'm supposed to go to. He's preparing that person's heart to receive the words that he's going to give me. So we've got to be very, very careful, because if we jump out and do something on our own and not inquire the timing of the Lord, then it could be chaos. Okay? So I just want to caution people on that. Again, that's part of, I think, part of being a disciple. You know, it's not necessarily standing on the street corner, you know, holding signs and all that. That's good. I'm not saying anything about it, but I'm just saying, a lot of, for me anyway, it's a lot of one-on-one stuff, okay? And but I've got to stay in his timing. I can't just blurt something out because that's God gave it to me. I got to say, okay, Lord, now? Yep, okay, I'll do it now. But if he says, if I don't get now, then I know there's, I will keep praying until he says now. And it may be that quick. Boom, go. Okay. I know whatever I'm about to do, he's already prepared for my coming. Does that make sense? So it's unfortunate. How do I say this? Is it a hard walk? Yeah, sometimes it is. The flesh doesn't want to do it. Okay? And the Lord told me one time, he said, Les, I want to tell you something. Heaven is worth telling the flesh no. Oh my gosh, that's so simple, but yet so profound, isn't it? Like, oh my gosh. So there's a verse, John 6, or chapter 6, verse 66. It says, after this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. Are you kidding me? Some followers of Jesus turned tail and ran. Were not able to make a commitment to him. And it says that there were many that left because it's a hard walk. You know, and you think, well, that was really hard back then. Well, tell me, isn't it hard today? With everything, you know, that we face with technology and stuff, we are inundated. What's the word? Stimuli. We have so much compared to even 50 years ago. My goodness gracious. We're hammered all the time with commercials and this and that. And we got to do 14 things today. We are just under so much stress. And but his word says he'll give us rest, though. And I've said this 100,000 times, I don't sweat the small stuff, and it's all small stuff, okay? I realize that if I don't, all right, so let me just throw this out. I know people, Donna was kind of like this. Donna would have 26 things on her list to do this day, and she got 25 of them done, but not number 26. So she'd almost stay awake at night beating herself up because she didn't get the whole list done. Give your, now, I'm just saying that was like early on in marriage, but she finally got rid of all that stuff. But does that make sense? I mean, if there was 26 things on my list and I got two of them done, I'd feel good. I mean, you know, there's always tomorrow. Now, I'm not saying being lazy, and I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just saying there's stuff that you got planned, and there's something else crosses your path that you need to take care of now. So I get it. So give yourself a break. Come on. Don't be stressed about stuff like that. But as a disciple of Christ, he will give us the strength, the peace that passes all understanding. If we'll just go to him, if we'll just stop what we're doing. And I'll tell you, people, it might be crazy, but I've literally stopped alongside the road before because I've got clients calling. I got this to do, and then I'm driving, you know, and thinking about what I need to be doing when I get there and all that stuff. And I finally just, man, I'm overwhelmed. So I pull off side of the road and just say, Lord, maybe that's when he said, I'm not real impressed with your whiny prayers, because I was whining to the Lord. He's going, come on, Les, you can do better. You're right. So being a disciple means that we belong to Jesus Christ. End of discussion. And that means a daily walk, being daily transformed into his image and the likeness. What is it? 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree to glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We are constantly conforming to the image of Christ. He's got to knock some rough edges off of me. And that's not always pretty, but I guess my point is I'm supposed to be a safe place for people. And for you parents out there, let me throw this out. I've got some grandkids, I really do. Some wonderful grandkids too. It's a generational blessing. And I'll tell you what we did. Don and I, we determined a long time ago when the kids were little, we're gonna look for times, we're gonna look for opportunities to encourage them, to bless them, to build them up, to give them confidence. When we did that, there was less discipline needed. Okay? Less discipline. They didn't want to disappoint us. So it worked. Okay? So, and I give Donald the credit. I was spent a lot of time working, but I'm just saying that's what we determined. And because when you're blessing a child, when you're encouraging a child, when you're loving on that child, they don't want to disappoint you, and they will obey the rules. There has to be boundaries. I cannot be my kid's friend. I'm the parent. I am to prepare them for the world, and I am to build them up, to help them gain confidence that they can go out and do what God's called them to do in their job. Let them know that, you know, give them a good work ethic, all that. So I can be their friend when they're in college, out of the house, because pretty much I cease being the parent then. And I'm still honored. Let me throw this out. I'm still honored when they call me and want my opinion on stuff. That's pretty cool. They got their own families. They're all successful now, and they're doing well. But when they ask me, Dad, what do you think about this or that? And I tell them, I say, well, I'm honored that you call and ask, but I'm okay if you don't use my suggestions. I really am. Because I don't know the situation. I'm not walking in their shoes. I'm not walking in it. So I don't know exactly what they've encountered. I'm getting a little piece of the information. Maybe I'm getting off track here from being a disciple, but I just think that I'm honored that they would ask me, but I'm okay with if they don't use my suggestion. The fact that they even touch base with me on this issue give me an opportunity to pray for them. And so I don't know. It's just pretty cool. And it's so sad that some parents who really don't have a good relationship with their kids once their kids become an adult. And I've literally heard a grandma, or I saw a grandma cry because her son and his wife said, "You will never, ever see our grandchild or your grandchild. You'll never see our daughter because of the caustic and toxic relationship." That's sad. People, let's get a clue. Let's get a clue. So,
I know yesterday for me, I needed to stay home and we're dealing with this situation in my family right now, and I hate it. I hate what's going on. I hate the situation. I hate the circumstances, but I love the people.
Yeah.
And it was to the point, and this has been going on since like January 6th now. It's been an ongoing situation and circumstance. And because I love the person that's actually going through it, I'm with them. And yesterday, well, this week I've been like having some physical effects. Headache, tightness in my chest, just some physical effects. And at one point I was like, "Lord, I'm really starting to feel this. Do I need to go to the doctor for this? Is this something I need to go to my doctor for?" And he said, "No. What you need to do is spend time with me, because that hate is having an effect on you. And hate is such a hindrance." And I was like, okay, so the hate that I'm having is kind of hindering my health a little, having an effect on my health. And he said, yes. So yesterday, I spent the morning at home, and I was just pouring my heart out. Have a tendency when something goes on. Thank you, Lord. I have a tendency to hang on to things. Instead of, I've learned not to spew it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I've learned not to use the hammer and go knock heads. No throat punching allowed, yes, sir. And you don't know how hard that is for me. Not to go take someone by the throat to the ground.
I know. I have been there.
And that is a real... I love you, Mom. But God changed that in me. I don't want to be that angry person who takes her anger and grabs, you know?
I get you.
I want to be able to let God, you know? And so yesterday was a day of just, Daddy, I don't like the situation. Yeah, it was more than not like, I hate it. I hate what's going on. I hate it. Change hearts.
That's right.
As my much as I would love to.
We're not given that power.
I cannot change someone's heart. But I know who can, because he changed mine. And so when I've learned recently, yesterday, that when I
that was a good day yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was really good. Can you tell? It was real healing for me yesterday. I learned that hate is a hindrance. Because there's no hate in our God. He is not a hateful God. He is a faithful, loving Father. So no matter who did what or who's doing what, God loves them. God desires a right relationship with him. No throat punching allowed. No throat punching allowed. No Louisville Sluggers. Nope. Lord, I hate this. And I don't want to carry it. So I had to lay at his feet and just release the feelings that I was harboring inside. Because the old way of releasing isn't the right way. Yes. My old way of releasing isn't the right way. So excuse me while I learn his way of stuff, because it's way different than my way. I get some good ideas, but my Abba don't think so. So I have to step back and put my hands up.
Well, nobody went to the ER, so that was good.
And I didn't need, yeah, right. I haven't needed bail money. Well, okay, I haven't needed bail money since Christmas 2015.
Okay, good.
My son, I love my son. Him and his wife got me out of jail for Christmas.
It's been a long time ago.
That's 2015, y'all.
Yeah, that's good. Well, here, all right. Oh, I can relate. As an ex-cop, you know, man. Here's the deal. If, first of all, you take that Louisville Slugger, they're not going to walk. They'll be walking with a limp the rest of their life, so that's probably not going to be good. You're not going to change the situation probably no. too much. It won't be lasting change.
I'll be adding to the situation right. and circumstances, because I'll probably end up in jail and then somebody have to bail me out.
But that's why God said, it's my fight.
Yeah.
It's my battle. Because in that, just what you just got through saying, look at what the Lord has done to in your life. That's what we need to be praying, Lord, do that in his life or her life. Because there will be a lasting change. I go up and kick butt, yeah, it'll be temporary change, but it'll make me feel good. I mean, when we get angry, some of us need a physical release. I know one guy that got mad, really mad, and instead of hitting his wife, he got mad at his wife. Instead of hitting her, he's going to show her how tough he was. And he's going to put a hole through the sheetrock, but he found a stud.
Oh.
And it broke his knuckles, hands all bandaged up. I shouldn't laugh, but yeah, that could be humbling right there, you know, and thinking, fine. Anyway, I know what, another guy went out and got mad and went out and smacked a tree. Who won that fight? Come on. So, it's God's fight. Is it hard? Yes. Man, it's hard. Because there's been times I wanted to unleash some people, and God would said, don't even open your, Holy Spirit, don't even open your mouth. Or it'll get ugly. But I want to, let me handle it. And when I let him handle it, the whole atmosphere changed. And the Lord spoke to me one time and said, did you see how fast my angels responded? Because I spoke a blessing to this guy. He threw clenched teeth. Lord, bless him in Jesus' name. And he said, you gave it life. What? When you spoke that out again, guys, life and death, power of the tongue. Even though it was through clenched teeth, and you didn't want to, the flesh didn't want to, you blessed him, and did you see how fast his attitude changed, and did you see how fast my angels was able to change his whole behavior? Oh, my gosh, it was unbelievable. I learned a big lesson on that one. So, come, Lord.
Hate is a hindrance.
Well,
we keep asking, when's he coming? Come, Lord.
Yeah.
We keep asking him to come. But we're harboring so much hatred toward one another. We got to let that hate go, man. We got to. We got to quit looking at each other side-eyed. I can't look at you sideways if I'm looking up to my Lord. I can't look at you and what you're doing sideways if I'm looking to my Lord. And if I'm looking at you the way Jesus sees me, I can't be looking at you and be, ooh, there's that. Ooh, look at that. I can't be critical of you. You're a believer. You're in a process just as I am. How dare I criticize you and how God is working with you and you allowing him to.
Yep.
We gotta do better, y'all.
And here's the deal, and some people are just...
I gotta do better.
What is sin to you may not be sin to me.
What God allows you, he may not allow me. And we gotta understand that.
And there's some religions that say I'm sinning right now drinking this coffee.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Are you kidding me? I hope there's coffee in heaven. I think it'd be really good stuff.
Hebrews.
But you know what I'm saying? We got to get a clue. And this is what I said a while ago. Lord, let my words heal. I start my day like this. He said, start your day on your knees and I'll help you stand through anything. So I start my day, I pray for my kids and all that stuff. But I speak this out so my ears are hearing these words. Lord, today let my words heal and not hurt. Help me see people through your eyes, not mine. And man, I think it's powerful. It has kind of set some boundaries for me. So when I want to maybe launch on somebody, the Holy Spirit's like, zip it. Let me handle it. Just give me 5 minutes. Nope. Don't do it. Okay, Lord, they're your problem. I'll back off. And things change. Hello. For the better and long lasting. Get a clue. Anyway, so we're good.
Okay. Would you take a moment and pray for Ricky, who has cancer? Terminal cancer. And this is Angela Jenkins' son. She posted on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Lord, we just, his name is Ricky Jenkins. All right, Lord, again, in the spirit realm, we lift Ricky Jenkins up to you, Lord. Huh. We come against the spirit of fear, Lord, on him and his family, Lord. Again, we just ask you, we just declare and decree he's healed. We're so sick and tired of the enemy trying to get in there, create fear and shorten his life. Lord, there is no cancer in heaven. So we come against that in Jesus' name. Satan, you're dismissed from Ricky in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to send ministering angels, healing angels right this minute to start the healing process. Your will be done in his life, Lord. But again, we just know that this is not of you. We just declare and decree he's going to live a long life. He's going to be a warrior to advance your kingdom. And Satan, you're dismissed from him now in Jesus' name. We speak total and complete healing. Let this be a testimony to your mercies, your grace, and your ability to heal, Lord. You are a miracle-working God. We stand on your word. Jesus has already paid for his healing. We appropriate that now and that power in Jesus' name.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and Mr. Les German. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
Today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. at therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.